Welcome back, Cracked fans, to another edition of the Cracked Interviews podcast. I'm your host, Alex Gruskin. To help prepare all of you listeners for the NCAA Round of 16 and home stretch of the 2021 college tennis season, what we're attempting to do here at Cracked Rackets is speak with each of the remaining 32 head coaches of the NCAA Division I event. That means 16 men's coaches, 16 women's coaches all over the next few days on this Cracked Interviews podcast. Now, without further ado, let's get to another one of our conversations with the many outstanding head coaches still alive in the 2021 NCAA tennis tournament. Hey, Cracked fans. As winter slowly turns into spring and all of us look forward to getting back on the outdoor tennis courts, we here at Cracked Rackets want to ensure that you listeners have everything you need to make sure your return to outdoor tennis is a successful one. That's where our friends at Gamma Sports come in. Now, if you need new strings, new grips, new court equipment, ball hoppers, machine tools, and accessories, whatever it may be, our friends at Gamma have it all for you. They've also, of course, got dampeners, overgrips, replacement grips, they've got it all. And if you go to their website, gammasports.com/tennis right now, you use our promo code CRACK20, you'll get 20% off your order. Now, I know Gamma has a new string pattern in the queue called the React Pro, which all of you Gamma String users will enjoy. And even if you're not using Gamma Strings, maybe now's the time to start. But they've also got polyesters, everything you could be looking for from a tennis equipment standpoint, all in one location. Just go to gammasports.com/tennis right now. Use that promo code CRACK20 to get 20% off your order. Again, gammasports.com/tennis. Use that promo code CRACK20 to get 20% off your order. Joining us on the podcast here today, a first-time guest, head coach of the NC State women's tennis team, Coach Simon Earnshaw. Coach, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
That's great to be here. I feel like I've finally made it now, right? The transition has come full circle.
Well, I do what I can, Coach. That's what I love to hear. No, I appreciate all of you coaches taking the time. It's been such a pleasure for me as a fan just to be like, all right, I've got the inside scoop, but certainly feels like we are going to have an exciting week of play in Orlando. And, you know, I want to get right into it because I've spoken with a bunch of ACC conference coaches today, and the team I always turn to in these conversations has been your team, the NC State Wolfpack, where you look at what you guys have accomplished this season, 18-5 overall, but you combine that with last year when you were 18-3 or 36-8. You look at, you know, the top four and Rogers and Smith and Riemi and just the entire team. Under normal circumstances, I think this is the team that's winning the national championship. And yet, it does feel like in this 2021 season, the standard of what it takes to get the job done is just that much higher. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I mean, when you roll out those numbers first, I'm thinking, what the heck? We played 21 matches before we stopped last year, right?
Yeah.
What have we been doing this spring? I guess we were throwing some doubleheaders in there pretty thick and fast in 2020. I don't know if, yeah, relative to being a national championship team, I think we're kind of right around where we were, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I had a conversation with Brian Kalbas pretty early on when the ACC was actually deliberating whether to bring these fifth-year players back and give us that opportunity. And we were saying that the teams that were doing quite well in 2020, unfortunately, if you expand your roster, your starting lineup still only got six players, right? So, you know, Brian, I was saying for sure if you could play a 7 and 8 singles and those would count, you'd be in good shape as well. Correct. So, you know, the question was, as if you were doing well in 2020, how much impact could you make on your lineup for 2021? I think it's very difficult to bring somebody in and they just go right in at the top. You know, we had that added to the ACC not being able to compete in the fall, which really hurt us because you can see with the numbers there, we have a team that plays a lot. We kind of play all year round, and all of a sudden it's like, what the heck do we do with ourselves now for this period of time, other than trying to stay healthy? So I mean, those three have been paramount in our change of the fortunes of the tennis program here at NC State. They were the same three that played top three in 2019, same three 2020, and here we go again in 2021. Anna and Alana have kind of flipped back and forth at 1 and 2, but for the most part, we've really rode them now for quite a long period of time to where we are. The hard part in all of this, though, has really been that we didn't get that postseason experience last year, right? So I think in some ways that weight of expectation made it a little difficult for us in the first and second round next year. What I am hoping for, though, is in 2019 we made the indoors for the first time, and we were just, God, this is amazing. We're here in Seattle, got a bit of snow, all these other teams, just so happy to be there. Whereas in Chicago in 2020, we actually came into it feeling like we should be there. And I think we put in a pretty good account for ourselves, even though we ran into the Tar Heels in the second round, unfortunately. Hopefully history will reflect itself. We're pretty comfortable at Nona. We've been there a ton of times. We'll see. I mean, the three of them have been amazing for us. When you think that Anna and Adriana committed to come to NC State and we weren't even a top 50 program,
it's a testament to good coaching, right? Good recruiting. You were able to get them there. So
I mean if you're gonna get lucky in life, you want to get lucky.
Exactly. And most, yeah. I'm interested because you bring up that 2020 National Indoor, and I was there broadcasting that event, and the thing that stood out to me, and I'm trying to remember who it was in your first match. I think it was Princeton you guys played, and you swept them. And then, yeah, North Carolina is what it is, but even that match was really, really competitive. But then, again, the one that stood out to me, you guys beat Georgia. And I should have mentioned Jada Daniel, who, of course, has been in the mix and has been a part of your program now and has been a huge contributor as well. But I remember watching that team and just saying, I had no idea how good NC State was. And so I guess the question, because, again, I haven't had the chance to speak to you since, has that driven you guys this year, knowing, last year you had a team that's just as good as you are now, and just to finally have that opportunity to show the country, to get to be out there competing, has that been something that stuck with you guys this season?
Yeah, I mean, I think for a lot of people, we're still kind of this mystery team, right? It's kind of like, all right, where is even NC State? Is it what is going on here, and who are these people? A lot of times the officials even call us North Carolina. I mean, it's ridiculous when you consider how long the school's been around, right? It was obviously disappointing. We felt that we were riding momentum pretty well in 2020. And I think, there's really been a lot of impetus for, like, how do we reestablish that and get it going again? We certainly felt that there was, in some ways a little bit of pressure, because you're trying to restart something after all that time, and we haven't been doing what got us to that point. And so that was a good, we've done quite well against SEC schools. We definitely like to get out there and play, like I said, and that was really the culmination of a long build for us, and that match, was quite a nice point to finish by Alana as well.
Yeah, it was fantastic just from start to finish, that one. I mean, it felt like your team, and in doubles as well, right? And I feel like a lot of that doubles success has translated into this season as well. And look, in Rogers and Smith, 16-5 this year, but if you watched last year, you knew what you're getting from them. But for Adriana and Jada to be 14-4 at that number two position, to have Amelia and Abby be 11-1 at three, how important has that doubles point been, particularly, and we'll get into the ACC conference in a second, but that doubles point in the, you've played a lot of good competition this year. You know how important doubles can be. How important has it been for your team?
So, yeah, we've done well in doubles for quite a few years now, even before we kind of jumped up there in 2019. You know, it's something that we work on and we take pride in. And in fact, quite a few of our players were probably more successful in doubles than they were in singles and juniors. Maybe just a facet of what we do. But until this year, we'd done well at one and two. But for some reason, number three doubles was very nebulous for us. It was like, okay, is what we're doing actually not for some reason impactful at free doubles? Is it too chaotic free doubles that we're trying to be quite disciplined and organized? But yeah, the two freshmen this year, you know, Abby was hurt early in the season. She had an abdominal injury, and you know how that goes, right? I mean, it was like, okay, it's a week, and then it's two, mm-hmm. and then it was 6 weeks when all was said and done. And with her not being able to compete in the fall, it got to the point where, all right, we're going to have to throw her in there. Mm-hmm. And the one loss was the first match against Florida State. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of a baptism of fire down in Tallahassee. First time we'd even seen any crowds, and they were on us pretty good. Mm-hmm. But no, the doubles, I think what did we play, 23 matches? I think we're maybe 19-4 in doubles points.
Good for you. 19-4 is exactly what it is.
Yeah, and...
I bet you remember all four, by the way.
Oh, I can tell you exactly, yeah. UNC, Georgia Tech, wasn't Florida State. Notre Dame. We actually, mm-hmm. Notre Dame were the only team to sweep us, and it was outdoors at Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. Highly unusual. Credit to Allison there. She got us pretty good. And Northwestern.
That's bravo.
Yeah. Julie Byrne with an inside out late forehand at 9-all in the break of the wrong side of Hannah McColgan's head. And yeah, I think that was kind of the nail in the coffin.
Yeah, but you don't remember it, though.
No. I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah. No, I love to hear it. And yeah, again, double success, something you have prided yourselves on. And look, I believe you're the number six seed heading into this event, and you're one of the teams that benefited from an upset of the opposite host region. But you know how dangerous USC can be. You know how dangerous all of these teams can be. You know, I said we were going to get back to it. Now feels like the perfect time. The ACC conference, you know, Georgia Tech's still alive. Florida State still alive. Duke is still alive. Yourselves are still alive. I know I'm forgetting other teams in the conference that are still alive as well. Obviously, the big one would be North Carolina, who are the number one overall seed in the event, haven't lost in a couple of seasons. But, you know, even the teams, even a Miami that didn't make it to the round of 16, we know how good they were this season. I don't know how else to ask it. How stacked was the ACC? What is it, the conference having that sort of level, do for your team?
Yeah, I mean, I think equally one thing people are not really saying this year, but the ACC was impacted by the Big Ten's mm-hmm. Conference-only schedule. Like Notre Dame particularly probably lost a bunch of matches. Mm-hmm. From their non-conference, and Syracuse and Boston College play a heavy Ivy League schedule. Mm-hmm. I think
no fall for you guys as well, right?
No. Yeah. We had no fall. I think that actually, even though we had a lot of teams very highly ranked this year, I think you know, some of those teams were potentially underranked as well because they just couldn't get competition. We were on a fairly limited regional schedule where we couldn't go more than a certain distance. Now we're pretty close to SEC country, but Syracuse, you know.
Yeah, no.
Although they did come up with an interesting trip at the end. That's another.
Yeah.
I know Halle Orris loved that one.
Yeah. Played the math, right?
Yeah, and then they went back. It's actually funny. They got home and I think had to go straight back to where they came from. Yeah. Like the committee had a, you know, gave it to them a little bit there. But no, I mean the schedule is you know, it's equally as rugged as it is complex. We have a real mixture of indoors and some heat down there in South Florida, and I think for us, we've really been trying to build so that we can compete in the schedule, sorry, in the ACC. And it's really difficult, right? You know, I think for our win at Miami was probably one of the highlights of our season. I'm betting, and I don't know this. Maybe you know this. I mean, do they lose very much at home?
I think they lost twice, I want to say. And I think because North Carolina went there, I think. No, they came up to you guys. No. You guys went down there, right?
Yes, we went there, yeah.
Yeah, so I think they went down there as well. I think North Carolina beat them. I think you beat them.
I'd ask Jamie at some point because, I mean, he's been around a little longer than I have, right? When you go to Duke's facility, you see how long women's tennis has been successful. I'd ask him how often he'd actually swept the matches in Tallahassee and Miami. And he's just like, it just doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you've got that complicated by the number of high-level teams. And I think towards the end of the season, we played at Miami, at Duke, at UNC, and then had Virginia at home all in a row. And, you know, really, that's where we managed to get through some extremely close matches. I mean, you're looking at 4-3s. Even the UNC match, we managed to extend them for a good period of time and play pretty close. And, I mean, it's just how it is, right? I mean, you go into these knowing they're going to be highly, highly competitive. And you hopefully, you know, even if you get to the end and it doesn't look good, maybe there'll be like a, I don't know, an after credits scene and you somehow get the win, right? And, you know, every now and again that happens. We actually, against Miami, I think lost 6 or 7 tie breaks in that match and somehow won. Yeah. Don't know, right? I mean, and this year particularly, these teams were incredibly strong. I mean, Virginia and Duke have to be two of the best teams not to be ranked in the top 10 of all time.
It's incredible. I mean, Michigan was unseeded. And, like, I watched my Wolverines. Northwestern ended up being the host site, but, like, Texas A&M as a 10 seed didn't host, and they're really, really good as well. I agree with you. Yeah. I think the talent level is incredible. And, again, looking at your team, you guys are going to take on USC and, you know, match calculus, something we like to talk about here at Crack Rackets. And we know about your top four, but it's worth noting Abby, 7-2, I believe, in her last 10 matches. So, you know, 7 wins, 2 losses, 1 undecided. You know, we know what we're going to get from the top four. We know what we're going to get from doubles. But to make the run you guys want to make this season, you're going to have every possible pathway available to four. You know, do you feel like you guys have that pathway? What's it going to take for you, not just to beat USC, but to, you know, advance to your first quarterfinal, semifinal, maybe even further at this event?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the irony in playing USC is the day that everything stopped in March, we were supposed to play USC. at USC, and I mean, how unusual is it that that comes around?
Were you guys participating in the Indian Wells event?
No, actually, we did that in 2019.
Yeah, right.
I think with Mark Hurd's passing, that was something that we talked about. So we just decided to go there. Thankfully, earlier in the week, we were like, it's just not looking too good, right?
Yeah.
Sure, I want to get on a plane and go to LA right now and somehow get stranded. So we sort of canceled it preemptively. Turned out to be, I guess, a good decision. But no, I mean, you know, David, my assistant, worked at Advantage Academy in Irvine and coached 4 of the girls on the team at Southern Cal. So we've got quite a lot of connectivity there. I mean, that was a stacked regional, right? They beat Oklahoma and they beat Florida back to back. That's 2 pretty darn good wins. So I'm sure that it'll be everything that we can handle. Alice and I both come from small college backgrounds, so maybe there'll be some familiarity there as well. And yeah, I mean, look, we're going to have to do what we normally do, which is we're going to have to play all 7 points as hard as we can. Doubles, it helps us, but I mean, it's not the be all and end all these days. We can win all 6 points, and you know, we'll just see on the day. I mean, hopefully we can outcompete them and find a way through somewhere. The matchups are tricky because I don't even know if NC State's ever played USC, right? So it's not like it's a matchup we see every day, but I think we're pretty confident relative to what we're capable of. And yeah, I mean, if we play well, then we have, you know, a good chance, I would say. Mm-hmm. And then moving on, I mean, then we do have potentially, if we get through, teams that we know quite well.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. And again, the level of play, it's going to be a high level, right? All of these teams are good.
Yeah, I mean, we beat Virginia and Georgia last time we played them, which I hope that works. I don't know if that works in our favor or not, right? But yeah, let's just get to that point. I mean, we know both teams pretty well. There might be some similar matchups, right? There will be with Virginia. It'll be the same if it's them. But I mean, who knows this year? I mean, I would expect close matches, right? Whoever's maybe best in that final 5 or 10 minutes up towards this sort of 2 hours 30, 2 hours 45 mark. And anything can happen. Look, postseason play, you see some crazy things, right? And just when you think it's going one way, all of a sudden, people get tight. Or, I mean, heck, in Orlando, we know that fatigue can be a major issue. Maybe even one of those flies will just get in somebody's way.
Yeah, that's half the fun, right? That's where things get interesting. Well, then, my final question for you, because people who don't know, 9 national championships, correct, at Armstrong? I believe it was 9. Is that the number?
Yeah, we won 6 with the women and 3 with the men. There were probably another couple that we could talk about for a while.
Yes, well, the question I have to ask, what do you miss most about it? You miss the humble Division II lifestyle? Is it, you know, what are the things you miss most about Armstrong?
You know, Armstrong doesn't exist as we...
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it's a really strange occurrence there where the school got absorbed by another school. You know, the great thing was I had 2 chances to win every year.
Yeah.
So 2's always better than 1, and just because 1 didn't work out, you always had the
of course.
Almost like harder to lose. But no, I mean, I'm really fortunate to be here at NC State. I thought it's a really good match for me. I mean, I'd been trying to make the move for quite some time. Mm-hmm. Just hadn't worked out for one reason or another. And, you know, this came right in the right moment. I wasn't there when Armstrong's athletic department ceased to exist. That was another 2 or 3 years hence. But, I mean, really lucky, right? I mean, and fortunate. And, look, we had some great years there. 2012, where we, you know, we won a men's national title. We only lost 3 points the whole season. Mm-hmm. We really were fortunate to have something going. And as you mentioned, it was fairly humble. Tennis was what was central to our success. We kind of didn't have all these resources and support that we have at a school like NC State or any of these amazing schools that are in the bracket this year. But, you know, we had tennis, we had each other. Everybody played hard, and it was some good times. I've got some great stories, and they get better over time.
Yeah, I was going to say, we'll have to save them for a longer form. There was one correct answer to that question, and the answer was the winning, and that's essentially what you said, so I agree with you. It's hard. When you get 2 shots and you can win them both, that's always fun.
Yeah, I mean, heck, it was myself, and I did everything, right?
Yeah,
I mean, I was
exactly.
My own boss. I didn't have people telling me what to do so much, and there was, almost a pureness to that, right?
Absolutely, a romanticism. I can absolutely get behind that, and certainly, again, watching your teams compete there, watching your teams compete now, it is always a pleasure, Coach. Thank you again for taking the time to chat. I feel like we're going to have to sit down after this and do a long-form one after the season when you guys capture that national championship. You can tell me why we were wrong, why we underrated you all season long. But obviously, Coach, again, thank you for taking the time to chat. Be safe, be healthy, and look forward to seeing you in Orlando.
Cheers. I look forward to it as well.
Yep. Take care.